I mean, even the Jews, when he was telling them this in John, was that 10th chapter, when he's talking to them, and they understood covenant, and he said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, ew, you know, how can we possibly do that? That's wrong. And yet, it was absolutely true. They just rejected what he said without allowing him coming to understand, without allowing him to explain what he said. They just rejected it, so he just went on, right? Well, for us, when we observe this, quote, ordinance, you could call that an ordinance because you observe it. However, the idea of what's happening here is the way something works. He said, here's my body, eat it. Consume it is literally the Greek word. So you take it into you. And he said, the cup is my blood of the new covenant. Life is in the blood. Drink this. So again, the perfect picture. He's given you his body into you. That's a mortal body. And he's given you his life through his blood into you. So the body, in fact, the song that Sean and I sometimes struggle with the words about the life in my bones, it's spirit and life. It's both flesh and life, spirit, right? Y'all with me? So we talked about that last week, and I'm meditating over that and considering it. He gives us his body. There's the body. And then he gives us his spirit, which is life. So the spirit energizes the body. You've got a spotless, sinless, powerful spirit energizing a perfect mortal body. Y'all, what a gift. What a gift. And he said, here, do this. And so we don't. Why? So I'm thinking about that. That's a perfect picture of something else we've talked about many times over in Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 9th verse. You can look if you like. You are not in, E-N, contained in, placed in flesh, but in spirit. And you have a word here, iper. Some of the texts write it as two words, if, actually. But whether it's one or two, that's literally what it means. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if the spirit actually dwells, and that verb is present indicative active. That means it's a fact. It's a contemporaneous action. It's happening right now. So the Spirit of God dwells in you. However, if anyone have not the Spirit of Christ, then he's not of him. And many people have, I've heard a lot of people say that's basically, he's just using different words to describe the same Spirit. And that's not right. Twice in these few verses, he mentions the Spirit of Christ, and then he mentions the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of the one who raised up Christ from the dead. That's the Spirit of God, right? So those two are the same. The Spirit of Christ is different. The Spirit of Christ is to accept what Messiah has done. Messiah came to take away the sin of the world and to give us righteousness, which is life, right? The Spirit of God, however, the one who raised up Jesus from the dead, we're going to see in a minute, the power of God being energized in you does something to your body. So you have contrasted in these three verses the same thing that we talked about, that I belabored the point for a minute ago, body, mortal body, and spirit, life. Okay, I'm in the 10th verse. However, if Christ is in you, that's the Spirit of Christ, we would say that's saved. We would call that being born again. If the Spirit of Christ is in you, the body indeed is nekron, dead, because of sin. The body is dead because of sin. However, the Spirit is life. So the Spirit is alive through righteousness, the state of him who is as how he ought to be. So you've accepted the Spirit of Christ. You've accepted the Spirit of Christ. You've accepted the idea that he gave himself for you as a sacrifice that took away the sin of the whole world, and you're a part. So you've accepted that. You've received that Spirit of Christ. And even though this description here, the body is nekron, the literal meaning of that word is what lacks life. Okay? You say, wait a minute, that must mean you're dead. Well, yeah, but not dead dead. You know? Okay? The body still hasn't received that, quote, life. Life is vitality. It's alive because everything, just like the animals are alive, but they don't have, quote, spiritual life, okay? Paul went to a lot of trouble to describe this very succinctly. We'll continue on, okay? Oh, something else in conversation. Some of the translations, there's, again, mentioned to you, there's 44 different translations I normally look at, okay? 23 of those, when it says the Spirit is life or the Spirit is alive, because in the Greek, there's very seldom any capital. They're all small case letters, right? 23 of those translations will take a little S if the Spirit is life, okay? However, 21 of them will put a capital S, like the Spirit is alive, okay?